today. And of course, we bring you the most conversations, and we will be bringing you one of the, I think, one of the most premier conversations for this time of the year as we count down to the next Miss South Africa event, Miss South Africa 2020. And of course, that event happening on Saturday, October the 25th. It's from 5 p.m. It will be on Mnet DSTV Channel 101 and Mzansi Magic DSTV Channel 161. With me in studio, I'm very honored and privileged to have royalty with me. And I'm very privileged to welcome the current Miss South Africa, Sasha Lee. Sasha Lee, good morning. Thank you so much for joining me.
Good morning, Jeremy. Thank you so much for having me. So great to be here.
That's an absolute pleasure. Now, Sasha Lee, you took over from Tunzi, and who is now Miss Universe. You were runner-up in Miss South Africa 2019. When you received the news that you are now Miss South Africa, what was that like?
Wow. So I actually woke up at the time in London because I was competing at Miss World. And obviously there's a huge time difference in that space. And I woke up and I saw Zozie was Miss Universe. And I remember sitting up on my bed. And I was very still because at that point I realized it was a crown either way. Either I was going to become the next Miss World or I was going to come back home and be Miss South Africa. So it was very much, you know, getting to this place of, you know, realizing that it was destiny delayed and not destiny denied for me. And it was just a matter of assuming the responsibility in a specific place. It was either going to be globally or it was going to be in South Africa.
So it is a big moment because your parents never thought that you would be a model. And it was the furthest thing away from their mind that you would be one of the most beautiful women in the world and represent South Africa as Miss South Africa.
Yes, very much.
How did they deal with that?
You know, my mom humbles me very much. So I remember the one thing I used to do every Thursday was do, you know, the dishes because it was my turn. And I remember coming home a Thursday, being Miss South Africa and thinking that, well, I mean, maybe there was a shift, you know. And she was like, listen, girl, you Miss South Africa everywhere but in this house. So you are still going to be doing the dishes on Thursday, which is great. But I mean, now I just don't go home on Thursdays.
Okay. Yeah,
I just don't go home
on
Thursdays. But I mean, I think at the core of everything, they know exactly why I want to be here and what exactly I represent. So they've supported me.
Why do you want to be here? And what do you represent as Miss South Africa, but also as Sasha Lee? As a person.
So I think I represent the everyday woman in South Africa because there's a lot of adversity that we're facing. You know, the rape crisis in our country is something that's become very much prevalent in, you know, in the wake of a pandemic. It's given rise to that as well, or shone light on that. A critical space to be in right now because that occurs every 26 seconds. So it's a story I share rather with a lot of women in our country. And I think I represent hope and I represent a survivor, and women are survivors. So that's what we need to focus on. We need to focus on what it can be as opposed to what it is.
What I find really interesting and amazing about your story and your life story is that you yourself are a survivor of sexual abuse and that you take on this role as an activist. So you've really used your platform as Miss South Africa to drive home this message, especially, as you said, with the increase in GBV crimes, and that not every woman needs to be a victim, but that women can be victors in this particular situation if they take ownership, live up to it, and create hope for other women.
Definitely. And I think, you know, all the systems that we currently have are very much, you know, perpetrator orientated. You know, you go into the justice system and it's a matter of, you know, innocent until proven guilty. And from the standpoint of someone having survived this, you are basically lying until it's proven otherwise. Mm-hmm. And I think now the focus needs to shift not only from women having to, you know, protect themselves in this space and, you know, taking ownership, as you said, because that does help with healing. But the shift needs to go on to the men who need to now take accountability for their actions and seeing how this exactly affects South Africa, because women do account for the vast majority in South Africa, and they should be protected and they should feel safe.
How do you feel having the title and the platform as Miss South Africa been able to help you promote that message and even helped you to be taken seriously? Because I get the impression sometimes legislators, law enforcement agencies, because of what's going on in the country, they just don't take these crimes seriously, and they don't take the women who come to them for help very seriously, which alludes to the point you made earlier in terms of the justice system.
Yeah, so I mean, before I entered this, I saw Miss South Africa for what it is, and that's, you know, very much instrumental in alleviating various socioeconomic issues in our country, and one of them being the issue of gender-based violence. I think Zozi and I both stand firmly for this and against this, and we've been trying to take the necessary steps to make a measurable difference, you know, putting initiatives very much in place to alleviate, you know, the crisis that is gender-based violence in our country. I think we need to, as a society, shift from a point of, you know, speaking up about how detrimental this is to the future and moving to a space where we actually doing something on the ground, because we can speak, and it is great to have those movements like Am I Next? But in essence, we should be focusing on what's next.
We need to tangibly be out there and touch the lives of victims. And this is, well, people who are survivors of sexual abuse, especially women. In terms of being on such a, because it's a very high profile space that you are occupying at the moment, and you're also the outgoing Miss South Africa. Just in terms of your work going forward, you've started an amazing project. Tell us about that.
So I was very much in the process of, you know, creating a project of my own, and then I founded hashtag It's Not Your Fault campaign, but I did it alongside Penny Stain and the Angel Network. So it was very much in place when I had found it. So it's great to have a lot of people in this space, because you can't do this alone. There are so many touch points in this regard that, you know, it needs a lot of people. I mean, you have in Miranda Jordan in the justice system, you have Penny Stain in the space of, you know, bringing comfort, you have the Angel Network who, you know, assists in raising funds. Everyone needs to be on the ground, because this is a problem and an occurrence every 26 seconds, and we just need so many people involved. So I'm not the founder of it, but I'm very much involved in this space.
Let's talk about the pampered life of being a Miss South Africa. So obviously, when you were crowned Miss South Africa, it came with a couple of luxuries. It came with some luxuries and some pampering. You want to tell us about that?
So, I mean, you know, we do get to, you know, do our nails every 2 weeks at Sparkle. We did get to stay at Central Square. We did have the opportunity to be powered by Mercedes. And I think what's great about those things is not the thing. It's not the asset. It's the fact that people believe in empowering women and trying to take them to the next level and affording that opportunity to make their life a little bit easier. I think it's so much more than having to do your nails. It's having this, you know, vast network of people who believe in you and believe in the power of your dreams. So that's great.
So the focus and I told some people I'm chatting to the current Miss South Africa. They were just blown away, and everybody. And there's always the one in the group of friends who said, yes, but it's a beauty pageant. And what are beauty pageants doing for the good of mankind? Mm. Do you find you have a question, an answer to that particular question? Do you find that the suggestion alone, because it's become more of a purpose as opposed to just being pampered and standing up at events and representing South Africa. Do you think the purpose of being a Miss South Africa or Miss Universe is filtering through to the younger generation in terms of how they now would see themselves in a role like that?
I think, you know, the purpose of Miss South Africa supersedes that of the history of this very much being rooted, the pageant place being very much rooted in, you know, patriarchy and celebrating beauty. Because now we find, like, even in Miss World, in that space, beauty with a purpose. I think everyone is beautiful and no one actually had the right to define what beauty is and was. But we find that in this space, we can have the platform to speak about certain things. I mean, Zozi herself was one of the most quoted individuals of her time in the space, and it just speaks to how we need role models, and this is just very much a platform for that, and we need to give it credit where it's due.
You a Joburg girl, and I lived in Joburg for 10 years. If I had the opportunity to go back to Joburg, I would do it. I wouldn't even think twice. I love Joburg. I love the vibe. When you go back to your hometown, what is your message to the girls, to the ladies, to some of the older folk who are living with hidden trauma of being sexual abuse victims, emotionally and psychologically abused? Because times have changed. We talk about it openly, but back then, our parents, for instance, or our aunts, yeah, of an older generation, that was never allowed. Do you have a message for them?
You know, I think the message is very much rooted in what we've experienced over the past couple of months, and that is the pandemic, which is COVID-19. I think there's various waves of, you know, trauma, and we've experienced it throughout our lives as South Africans, just in different ways. But I think it's so important for us to see things not for what they are, but for what they can be. I'm not saying that right now I see the lesson in this, because, you know, it's taken so much away from each and every single one of us. And just when I thought I had the opportunity to have my, you know, my voice being heard, or my presence on the ground, which means so much to me, I didn't get that opportunity. But I think that in the long run, we're going to see the importance of this looking back. And I know that although I've taken a step back in this, I think South Africa's taken such a great leap forward, because this was about leadership without a title. This was about people all, you know, putting their shoulders to the wheel and all making a difference.
Mm. Now, as we get to the end of the conversation, and I know you need to zoot off because you still have another very important engagement on the television. I just want to ask you in closing, Sasha Lee, and by the way, if you've tuned in, my guest is the current Miss South Africa, Sasha Lee Laurel Olufier, and it's a pleasure and a privilege to have you in here. Sasha Lee, what's the way forward? So the pageant happens on October the 24th. There will be a new Miss South Africa. Mm-hmm. If you were to give advice to the 10 finalists, who I hope probably would be listening to this right now, what would it be?
Wow, so many things. But I think at the core of everything, you need to understand why it is that you're here. Because there is going to be different outcomes for a lot of the girls. But in understanding why it is that you're here and understanding your intention, you are geared for success, because you can't control the outcome, but you can show up. And that's what I need to tell them.
Awesome. One last question. I promise you it's the last question. Is there a space provided in beauty pageants in general, to deal with the psychological and emotional rejection of not being the first, the queen, or the first or second princess? Is there scope for that? Is that being taken care of in the industry?
You know, I can say that as, you know, the first runner-up, there was a great deal of, you know, trauma, or, like, you know, PTSD, having to watch yourself go through the space and have enough courage to speak about it on a platform such as this, and then not be, you know, affirmed immediately. And I know that that can have, you know, effect on the girls, because it had affected me. But I think with us, we have an organization of people who, you know, who listen. I have a manager who sees to my psychological needs, who sees to me every day, makes sure I'm on time or tries, you know, and we have this great support structure. So I think it's all about having a good support structure. And I think that even though they aren't in, you know, the organization as, you know, the winner or the runners up, they know that they have a friend in me. And I know, one of the girls even said that yesterday. She's like, I love the fact that you make it seem like you're not above us, but that you're one of us. And I think that that's so important.
Sasha Lee, Laurel Olivier, the current Miss South Africa. I want to say thank you so much for coming in. Thank you for sharing your heart with us here on Cape Talk. And I know that many women listening, and men and boys, who have similar stories to tell, identified with what you said. And thank you so much.